you, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Stephen Ryan Rosario.
Okay, sir. Hold on 1 second. The sir is ready to conduct your hearing.
Okay.
Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to be the lead for your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you meant Ariana one. Who seconded on that last one?
I think I did.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Stephen Rosario. My ADC number is 321-518.
Okay, Mr. Rosario, could you, I'm going to introduce you to the members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, okay?
Okay.
You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Dr. Wright's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, sir. Also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Rosario, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing your notification of this board's hearing today, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I think I'll be representing myself.
All righty, thank you, sir. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
And you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your hearing's going to be conducted in two phases, Mr. Rosario. Phase one will determine if the terms, condition of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir.
Okay.
One allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about March 26, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All righty then. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Rosario, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent and had violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second, agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Neal, agreed. Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two here. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and then we're going to see if the board has any additional questions, and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Rosario was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on March 26, 2018. He was arrested August 1st, 2018 by Tucson PD on a suspicious activity call. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 1st, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of December 29th, 2018, 128 abstain days. Current conviction, 2017, escape second degree, 1.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There was no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2014, domestic violence, Arizona County Jail. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction probation. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction probation. 2015, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, felony conviction probation. 2015, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia, Arizona felony conviction probation. His community risk score is a G1 B2.
All right, thank you, Mr. Weston. So, Mr. Rosario, when you were released, you had been approved to reside at the Reborn Assistance Center located at 2546 West Orangewood. How you failed to go to Reborn and establish residence, and you failed to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office for your initial intake. So, what did you do, Mr. Rosario, when you left prison?
Excuse me?
What did you do when you were released from prison, sir?
Well, sir, my release date was actually supposed to be the 25th of March.
Uh-huh.
And it fell on a Sunday, so I was not released the 25th. I had to wait to the next day, to the 26th. From the prison itself, I took a shuttle all the way through Tucson up to Phoenix, Arizona. And I stopped at my mother's house. And I also went to my girlfriend's house. And when I got to my girlfriend's house, we had issues, and I ended up having to take the property that I had there and go over to my mom's house. But me and my mom had history, and I wasn't allowed to stay at my mom's house, so I had nowhere to stay in Phoenix, period. And so I figured, okay, give me a ride down to Tucson, where I know very well, and I'll find a place to stay out here, and I'll report to the parole out there. But she couldn't drive me that night, which was the night of the 26th. She had to wait till the next morning. And so when I find out, when I get to Tucson and I go down to the courthouse here, which was in the parole office, I didn't know where the parole office was. Turns out it's Sacramento, but I went to the Superior Courthouse, and they said, oh, you're past your 24-hour curfew to report, and you're supposed to report in Phoenix. So that's why I didn't report in Phoenix, and I was attempting to report in Tucson, and they told me I was already violated.
Okay. So what happened when they told you were violated? So you just...
I obviously didn't want to come back to prison, but I knew that was what's going to happen, and I was prepared for this. You know, so you
had 128 days. What were you doing during that period of time, sir?
Excuse me?
You were out for 128 days. What were you doing during that period of time?
Well, I was working at Paragon Aggregate Supplies. It's on Davis and Rudroff here in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And no police ever showed up to ask me any questions or anything like that. And then I was at a friend's house, and somebody called the cops there. So I wasn't doing anything wrong, but when they pulled everybody out of the house and ran names, you know, my name came up for a warrant, and they brought me here. So I didn't catch any new charges. I wasn't out running them up, getting in trouble. I was actually going to work every day, 5 days a week. But I was absconded from parole. I didn't know that. So here I am.
So, Rosario, what about your job? Were you still working when you were arrested, sir?
I was still working when I was arrested, but since I've been incarcerated, I've been here about a month and a week,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't had any contact with anybody in the outside world. I was just now able to send out a letter to my mom to tell her to tell my boss that, you know, I'm in here, and see if I can get somebody to contact me.
Did you relapse and start back to using drugs during that period of time? You said you were at a friend's house and the police came. Why did the police come over there?
The police came because somebody showed up in a stolen car.
Uh-huh.
Or what they believed was a stolen car.
Uh-huh.
Which really wasn't. So they came and pulled everybody out of the house. And I was one of those people, but no, I wasn't using drugs, wasn't running amok, nothing like that.
Okay, Mr. Rosario, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions, sir. Seeing as the board has no additional questions, Mr. Rosario, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going into discussions?
I would just like to say that I'm released on parole once again. I have no problem reporting here in Tucson to the SAC rack. I know that's where the parole office is now, and I'd actually be willing to stay in a SAC rack for the duration of my parole while I go to work.
Okay.
And that is all. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rosario. The board's going to go into a discussion, sir. While the board's going to discuss, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent. The board will make a decision as to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, and we'll get back to you with the results, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, the board is now into discussion. This is Mr. Rosario's first time being incarcerated. When he was released, he said that he's starting to make it to his parole office, came down, went to his mom's, then he went to his girlfriend's house, and he said that he couldn't have a conflict there, so he had to get all his belongings out. He couldn't stay with his mom because of some conflict there. He went to Tucson. When he got into Tucson, he says he didn't know where the parole office was, so he went to the Superior Court and tried to turn himself in and found out that he had a warrant. At that point in time, he just decided that he didn't want to go back to prison, so he didn't turn himself in at that particular time. And subsequently, later, he was over to some friend's house, and while at the friend's house, police came over there investigating a stolen vehicle. The lead stolen vehicle, and they ran a check on him and saw that he had the warrant. He was absconded for 120 days. I just can't overlook those days that he was actually out there being an absconder and didn't make any further effort to contact his parole officer once he knew that a warrant had been issued for his arrest. Therefore, I do not approve of Mr. Rosario being reinstated on his community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Rosario, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, probably about to lapse of criminal ways or company, and he wasn't absconded for 128 days, and we had no idea for sure what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Agreed.
Mr. Rosario?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on December 29th of this year, in a few months at which time you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time, so you will have to report to a parole officer. We want to wish you the best of luck, sir, and thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
So I'll be on parole on December 29th?
No, sir. On December 29th of this year, you will be released from prison. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir.
So I will not have to report to any parole officer, I won't be on paper or anything like that?
No, sir, unless you have some other charges that we don't know about.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you for your time, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Set the phone down so the next person can come in, sir. Thank you.
Okay.